Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and one of my favorite people in the whole world. What's going on over there in Massachusetts? What are the polls telling us that we might not know?
Wow, it's great to talk with you, Alan, and thanks for the kind introduction. We're gearing up for a race for governor in 2014.
Yeah.
So while we political junkies have been all over it, the voters are just going to start waking up
just
to it
waking
in the coming
up.
Months.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, what's interesting about that is the question, the age-old question, which is, do politicians make the same mistakes over and over and over again? Now, in the last time out, Martha Coakley, who is the attorney general, who has once again announced her interest in being governor, she did not do a terrific job of campaigning, to put it mildly. And as a result, the Republicans in blue, blue, blue state Massachusetts won. Guess who's running again? She wants to run again, Martha Coakley. Now, my bet is that since she has the most name recognition, don't tell me, the most name recognition in Massachusetts, she's probably a front runner.
She absolutely is. Her name recognition tops that of the field of Democrats who have declared. And in matchups with the probable Republican nominee, Charlie Baker, who was the Republican nominee in 2010, She has a double-digit lead. And yet, that's name recognition. And the better metric at this point, 11 months out, is fundraising. And what we're seeing, at least this fall, is that Charlie Baker is lapping the Democrats in terms of fundraising. And so while some politicians may be unable to break patterns of behavior, we're seeing a different Charlie Baker this time around, a warmer and fuzzier Charlie Baker, and one who, at least so far, has shown a skill at raising money, which is, given our campaign finance laws in Massachusetts, really critical to get a chunk in the calendar year prior to the election, because our limits are calendar year limits, not election cycle limits.
Let me see if I get that right, Tim. That's very interesting. So if he raises the money before January 1st, it doesn't count in terms of the limits after January 1st of 14. Is that right?
That is correct. And our limits are very low relative to the federal limits. Our limit is 500 per person per candidate, compared to more than 2,000 per person per candidate at the federal level. So you've really got to sock some away in the calendar year prior to the election. And he has done that in a way that is has been more effective.
What's he got? Do you know what's in the kitty?
Well, we won't know for a couple of weeks because the December reports won't be due for a little while. But I think it'll be a good early measure, and in some ways maybe a bit more reliable measure than public opinion polling this far out, who the political players are giving to at this point in time. And keep in mind, it's a midterm election cycle, and so turnout's going to be a little bit lower than in a presidential election.
Republicans do better that way, right?
And Republicans do better that way. And so fundraising is as good a metric as any at this point in terms of support and interest.
Now, Massachusetts, of course, and you being a pollster know this full well, is a state which, despite its blueness, has on many occasions said to the Democratic Party with its hand held up in front of its nose, giving a Bronx cheer, listen, don't give us these bums, because if you do, we're going to elect a Republican, and have again and again and again.
It's true. We had a 16-year stretch of Republican governors, broken only in 2006 by Deval Patrick. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One, more than half of the electorate does not affiliate with a political party. And while many folks vote Democratic, it's more of a centrist or moderate Democrat who would be willing to elect a moderate Republican, in particular because the Democrats control such a huge number of seats in the Massachusetts legislature. Voters sometimes believe that a moderate Republican governor is an important counterbalance to that overwhelming Democratic power in the legislature. So you can't count out Republicans, particularly when it comes to the governor's office.
So you say that Charlie Baker, which reminds me of these old Army movies, because there was always a Baker Company and a Charlie Company, that Charlie Baker has changed his image. I was interested in that. Was he a sort of a hardline Republican, and now he's becoming, as you say, warmer and fuzzier?
It's more in presentation than it is issue positions. He's still a fiscal conservative, but in his 2010 race, he adopted a posture of the angry, frustrated Republican running against Deval Patrick, and it didn't serve him well. And I think the folks who are, surround him in terms of his advisors and consultants have said, you've got to soften that image for 2014, particularly with women voters. There's a typical gender gap where women tend to vote for Democratic candidates. And so you can see in Baker's presentation, in terms of his web videos, in terms of his public opinion, he's really tried to humanize his presentation, be less of a policy wonk and more of a dad and husband as he's presenting himself. He talks a lot about his family in his early statements in this race. And so that seems to be a very deliberate repositioning of himself in terms of the persona he's putting out there right now.
Now, as long as we're talking about repositioning, let's talk about Martha Coakley again. You know, she did very badly the last time out. She lost terribly. You know, the top politicians who I spoke to in the back in the day were telling me then they were going to have a hell of a time getting her elected. And they were prescient. They were right. Is she being successful in changing her image?
Well, it's very interesting. On the Democratic side, it's almost like the silent phase of a big fund drive. Martha Coakley has not been doing much in terms of the public eye when it comes to her gubernatorial campaign. She's certainly been active in her role as Attorney General, but this really seems to be more the fundraising part of the cycle for the Democrats. The lesser-known Democrats who are in the field have been coming out with some proposals. Juliette Kayyem, a former Homeland Security official, has been talking about climate change. Donald Berwick, who ran Medicare and Medicaid, has been talking about health care reform. But they need to raise their public profile. The two front runners, Martha Coakley and Treasurer Steve Grossman, they have not been in the public eye as much as one would expect at this point in the cycle.
Well, poor Grossman, I mean, he's really been out there. He's been doing all his work. He's been meeting people. He even met me at one point. And then, you know, he's done such a good job of working hard at that. But when you're treasurer, people don't know you. Where's Deval Patrick in all of this?
Well, he has remained above the fray in terms of endorsing anyone. Clearly wants to see it play out. He's got one more year left in office, and so he's got his own legacy to think about. And we're starting to see some disturbing economic numbers that may require his attention. The unemployment rate for Massachusetts was 7.1% in November. For the first time in 6 years, it's higher than the national unemployment rate. And so that's something for a governor finishing his term to be mindful of. And that provides, again, an opening for Charlie Baker to say, look, on the Democrats' watch, we're actually doing worse than the nation. Now, that's just 1 month's worth of data, but it's something that the Patrick administration no doubt wants to keep an eye on as they think about his legacy in his final year in office.
Well, Tim Versalotti, you just keep your eye on all this stuff for us because, you know, people in New York think Massachusetts politics is, you know, very interesting. And it also leads the way in some of the things like campaign financing that New York might be taking a careful look at. So, Tim, thanks for doing that. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the national politics.
I look forward to it.